An ad encouraging Australians to eat more lamb is taking some heat. The online ad featuring SBS newsreader Lilian Chin and showing Australians being rescued from overseas to eat lamb on Australia Day has prompted dozens of complaints, most over what was perceived as discrimination against vegans. But the advertising regulator is more concerned with the violence in the ad. Courtney Bembridge has the details.
It's an advertising campaign that rarely pulls any punches, and this year's offering from Meat and Livestock Australia is no different.
Right now, there's thousands of Australians stranded overseas.
The snowball's chance in hell of eating lamb on Australia Day.
Let's go get them.
We're bringing you home for Australia Day.
You've been here 3 months. It's time to go home.
The ad shows Australians being rescued from across the globe so they can eat lamb on Australia Day. In one scene, a specialist military team crashes through the ceiling to rescue someone, while in another, the operatives torture table in a man's apartment after he protests that he's now vegan.
Come on, mate. A few hours, you'll be eating lamb on the beach.
But I'm a vegan now.
Abort. Get him out of there.
Vegans.
It's that scene that has drawn the most complaints, and while many found it offensive to vegans, the regulator is more concerned with the use of a blowtorch to burn the man's apartment. Fiona Jolly from the Advertising Standards Bureau says the issue is whether that amounts to unnecessary violence.
Ads cannot contain violence unless it's relevant to the product or the service being advertised. So most complaints that we get about violence concern things such as ads for horror movies or violent computer games. And for those type of products, showing some violence from the game is relevant. And so generally those type of ads won't be banned. But there is no place for violence in an ad unless it's relevant to the product. And so what the board has to look at is the part of the ad complained about. Is it actually violent behaviour?
The ad has been the subject of more than 60 complaints since it was released over the weekend, and that number is expected to rise. Fiona Jolly says the board could decide to pull the ad or force it to be edited if it's found to breach the rules.
And the board's decisions are binding.
The lamb ads are no stranger to controversy. In fact, the regulator prepares for an increased workload each January as the ads are rolled out.
We basically run our operations in January to be prepared for a barrage of complaints whenever, you know, Australia Day is approaching, because it is very much MLA's standard approach now is to put out a controversial, provocative, attention-seeking ad. So we have been expecting complaints.
So-called Lambassador Sam Kekovich has taken aim at vegetarians in past ads, referring to them as un-Australian.
A balanced Australia Day diet should consist of a few nice juicy lamb chops and beer, and perhaps a bit of pavlova for those with a sweet tooth. The soap-avoiding, pot-smoking hippie vegetarians may disagree with me, but they can get stuffed. They know the way to the airport.
Fiona Jolly says while that also drew a large number of complaints, there's nothing in the regulations to prevent discrimination based on dietary choices.
The Code of Ethics doesn't really have lifestyle choice or eating preferences as an issue that we will look at as being discriminatory or vilifying.
Andrew Howie from Meat and Livestock Australia says the ads were just a bit of fun.
Again, I refer back to the satirical nature of the campaign. The torching is metaphorical towards the kale in the bowl, roasting his kale. It's in no way intended to be abusive or violent. What we are trying to do is increase lamb sales over the period.
And he says they're hugely successful.
The campaign's been running for 12 years now. We've seen a steady increase in lamb sales over the years.
Meat and Livestock Australia's Andrew Howie. Courtney Bembridge, the reporter there.